Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, hope you're having a fantastic day. So, episode number 27 is kind of one of those FAQs that I get, since I just shot an episode, the last one, about your top FAQs. But it's also one that I always like to look at, especially as a year kind of starts to get closer to the end. So the question is really around lead reactivation, and when do you kind of stop following up with people? Do you purge your list? So it's really all about, what do you do with leads that haven't converted? So there's a couple of different methodologies, thought processes, etc. And I always like to give you multiple perspectives, because with marketing, there's really not a one-size-fits-all. There's always different ways to do things, but I at least want to give you the framework so that you can mold it for your business or your situation. So the first piece is that I rarely consider leads dead. The only way that I consider a lead dead is if I run it through a email cleansing tool, which I typically try and do every 3 months, but more realistically, probably twice a year I do it. And their email or their phone number come back as invalid. So chances are the emails are going to come back as invalid rather than the phone number, since people are often switching emails a lot more often. But candidly, I would still encourage you, anything that's free. So email marketing, text message marketing, sending a newsletter, while that's not free, if you're sending it physically, the cost is still kind of a moot point. I still would encourage you to continue to follow up, follow up, follow up, nurture, 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 until someone says stop or unsubscribe. And that unsubscribe could be a digital unsubscribe. It could be a return to sender for a physical newsletter, for example. It could be, hey, stop calling me and following up. But when I start to look at kind of closing things out for the year, I don't tend to mark people as a lost deal. I'll just put them back in just kind of a general lead bucket. So if you're doing proposals, and again, it doesn't matter what the business, if you're childcare center and you're sending out enrollment packets and the parent doesn't sign up, for example, I mean, the chances are they probably went to another center, but that doesn't mean that you should stop sending emails and marketing messages and things like that. You simply move them from more of a lead to more of a general follow-up. So the key in figuring out, do you take them from a lead to a general follow-up, is going to be more based on them responding to something. So simple example, childcare center, you send out 100 emails with a one-line question. Are you still looking at childcare for your son or daughter? Yes or no? All the no's, you would move them from a lead to a kind of general nurture, and the other ones that either don't respond or they say yes, you still keep them in the lead basket. And the reason that I want you to separate out kind of nurture from lead basket is you're going to be using kind of different languaging and things like that. So I wouldn't want to be sending a parent, if they just said no, they're not actively looking, I wouldn't want all the marketing messages they're getting to really be talking about enroll your child now. But with that said, I would want the nurture sequence to have emails that are showing happy families, talking about the events that you're doing at your center, talking about upcoming expansions, talking about the teacher of the month, the family of the month, all the good you're doing in the community, what events you're going to be at. Because the chances are pretty darn high that, let's say they looked at 3 or 4 different childcare centers and they chose one, I would be willing to bet you some pretty big dollars that the other 2 centers that they didn't go with, they're just going to stop following up. As I said in one of the earliest episodes, your follow-up game tends to stink. That goes for almost every single business. They focus on what's hot in front of them and they stop the follow-up process. So if you continue to nurture that parent, that family, what if they have another child? What if they want to tell a friend about your center, even though they might not be going to yours? If you're staying top of mind, it's never a bad thing. You need to continue to be in front of them and garner their attention. So a lot of people, a lot of local businesses, they like to go on this lead purging thing at the end of a year. And like, oh, just they're all dead leads and we're not going to send any more emails. Why would you stop? Why would you stop sending follow-up emails and things like that? Now, the only piece, again, that I want you to stop is if you get a clear indication that either their phone number or email is bad, and you can use a tool like neverbounce.com, and you can load up your email list once a year, twice a year, a couple of times a year to figure out which emails are bad, so those you can separate out. But there's no additional cost traditionally to be sending out an email message. And I still encourage you to send out, if you've got a quarterly newsletter or a quarterly magazine, which we just launched, I'm going to keep sending it out to not only our current members, as we call them, but I'm going to send it out to all the prospects. I don't care if they're with another marketing agency. I want to continue to stay top of mind because at some point they put their hand up, even if it was a small hand or a half hand raise, they wanted to learn a little bit more about us. So I know that I can outmarket them by following up with them on a more consistent basis. And that follow-up, again, doesn't have to be aggressive lead follow-up, but you move them more into the nurture category. Now, in terms of the other piece of this question of when do you kind of roll out the nurture piece versus the dead lead, there's really no clear-cut answer. If you have a long follow-up sequence, you're really typically not taking people out of that sequence. But if you're selling wedding cakes, for example, and you know when their wedding is, and it's a month before or a week before their wedding, and they haven't called you, chances are they're not going to be a active lead anymore. But you can then move them to the nurture sequence. What if they have another event? Unless you only do wedding cakes, but even then, if you continue to follow up and showcase your beautiful cakes, they might have some remorse of, well, maybe they should have went with you. And then they're going to refer someone to your business. So your follow-up game and kind of lead purging really shouldn't happen unless they're actively asking to be removed or that you stop calling them. And if they say stop calling, you can still keep them on a nurture sequence unless they unsubscribed or asked to be unsubscribed to your nurture sequence as well. So I would highly encourage you to not stop your follow-up game, not stop marketing and just nurturing, long-term nurturing always ends up outperforming things in the long haul. I mean, it just keeps you at a different level from everyone else because local businesses get busy with all the other stuff they've got going on. You might put a couple of follow-up emails in a nurture sequence, but you're probably not putting 15 emails or 50 emails, or you're not staying a couple of weeks ahead of it, so you've got content on a regular basis. Move them from a lead to a nurture, stay top of mind, and I promise you it'll pay off. It always pays off in the long run. They'll come back to your business, they'll circle back, they'll refer people, they'll forward the email messages. I have people on my email list that I know they're never going to buy from me, but they send me emails on a regular basis that I forward this to my son. I forward it over here. I send it to this person that I think would enjoy it. Why would I ever remove that person from my list? It makes no sense. Now, I don't have them on a hot lead follow-up, but I will keep nurturing. And that's the big difference of kind of hot lead follow-up and lead follow-up versus nurture. Hope you enjoyed today's content. Get out there. Take some action. I'm setting off for today. I can't wait to see you back here tomorrow. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. See ya.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. ever. Ever.
Ever.
We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.